start. You can begin again, and I want to show you how.
You Can Begin Again, coming soon from Joyce Meyer.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
John chapter 6 and verse 60, it says, "Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this saying, said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? What if you shall see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the spirit that quickens, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not." But Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, "Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father." Verse 66, "From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him." I pray that is not any of our testimony in 2014. Because God is calling you to a God-sized assignment. You know what we say all the time, good work always is rewarded with more work. And not just more work, but work on another scale. Amen. And until we go home, and even when we are in heaven, we're going to go from glory to glory to glory. Amen. So we go from faith to faith. Many went back, walked with him no more, because of what he said. It took offense. Now, the thing about going back or even looking back, tell someone you can't even look back. In the crisis of faith, you know, when God brings you to a God-sized assignment, oftentimes you can't wrap your mind around it right away. See, you receive the assignment by revelation. You don't receive it by figuring it out. I was sharing with someone a while back, and it brought to my remembrance one of the first times I was called to the mission field. This is how God revealed this to me. I remember, now listen to this. I was watching a Western, and the guy said something. They were in a place called Yuma, Arizona, you know. And I thought, Yuma, you know, I don't know how God got that in my spirit or in my mind, but the word Yuma kept coming out to me, you know, Yuma, Arizona. What, Yuma, Arizona? Where's Yuma, Arizona? Where? So you know, it was so on my mind that I said, you know, I'm going to look this up. I looked it up in dictionary, saw where it was, you know, on the map and everything, and I said, Yuma, Arizona. Lord, what is it about Yuma, Arizona? And I felt like, okay, you know, I started to feel like, well, you know, maybe I need to go there. So I'm walking in, this was in the suburb of Chicago in a place called Harvey. I'm walking down there, and I have these tracks. At the time, I was passing out a lot of tracks in there. So I had this bunch of tracks. I'm just passing these tracks out on my way to the establishment that I had to go to. And this drunk guy bumps into me. You know, he's asking for money. I said, I don't have any money, but I gave him a track. And so I just went on my way. Now, the next day, I think the next day or 2 days later, I had to go... to church, and I didn't have a car at the time, so I had to walk a certain distance and catch the IC train to downtown to Chicago. So I'm walking. I had about a 15-20 minute walk. So I'm walking. It's a nice clear evening. So I'm walking by this YMCA, and this gentleman's laying out on the grass there. You know, it's like, I guess you call him a bum. You know, he's just out there. He didn't have a place. So I'm walking by, and I, all of a sudden he jumps up, and he comes up behind me. And, you know, I saw him jump up. You know, I wasn't going to run or anything. You know, I thought he was going to ask me for something. But it was the guy that I'd given that track to. He was a Spanish guy. He was the same guy that I'd given that track to a few days earlier. And he showed me the track in that. And so this started getting my interest now. So I witnessed to him. He came to the Lord right there, and I was going to take him to church. And I said, well, where are you from? He said, from Yuma. I said, wait, where are you from? Yuma, Arizona. And he's trying to get back home. I said, no. But you see, God began to kind of piece this thing together himself. You see, if any man come to God, he must first believe. When God started dealing about humor, I wasn't just shrugging it off, you know, shrugging it off and not. No. I said, Lord, okay, this thing is in my mind. You planted something here. Now I'm gonna cultivate this thing. I'm gonna think about this thing. And then he started setting it up. Long story short, spent time in Yuma. That was the first base that sprang from to go into the nations, into Mexico. It's right on the border of a town called Algodones, Mexico. That was the start of something. And spent about a year there working missions. Saw a lot of miracles, a lot of things happening from Yuma. You understand? But it came through just watching a movie. Tell me God can't work. God, he don't just come to you when you're on a 40-day fast. He'll come to you. But he can come to you any day if your spirit is there, if your mind is open, and you want to do something God-sized. I thought that was a fascinating story. I think about that often. That same guy, 2 or 3 days later, I bump into him again, and he's from Yuma. How many times can that happen? But see, certain things can't happen unless God does it. Okay, let's go on. So tell somebody, don't look back. Looking back will stop your progress. Genesis 19, 23 through 26 talks about Lot's wife when she looked back. During the crises of faith, she looked back. Tell somebody beside, don't look back. All right. Say this with me. When God tells me what he wants to do through me, I will face a crisis of faith. God has an assignment for you. Yes, he does, for your personal life, for our corporate life. There's an assignment, and it's God-sized. That requires faith, that requires trust, that requires a place, being in a place in God to where sometimes you're going to have to fight. Come on, sometimes you're going to have to fight. You're going to, see, it's not going to always come easy. It's not going to always be dropped into your lap. Hello, come on, something God-sized is not something dropped into your lap. You think about different ones that God has used down through the years or how people have been blessed. It didn't come overnight. It didn't happen, you know, at a chance. You know, a lot of people like make you think that, but it doesn't work like that. There's some nuts and bolts involved. There's some labor involved. There's some time spent with God. There's some praying some things through. Hello, there's some waiting on God. There's some times where it doesn't look like it's going to ever happen. There's some times you ain't going to feel good about it. There's some times where doubt and unbelief will try to bombard you. Hello? Why? Because there are enemies out there that know when they see someone moving in that dimension, their assignment is to stop you, to push you back, to keep you limited in your thinking, to keep you hemmed in. That's why we build off of prophecy. The prophetic word will keep you free. Come on, I said it'll keep you moving. It'll keep a current. It'll keep you flowing. We don't just settle for where we are. We are content, but we are always reaching forward. We are always looking to be creative. I look for God to move anywhere. Hello, anywhere, any way he wants to. You just need to be sensitized to how he moves and recognize when he moves. See, a lot of people look, but very few people see. I mean, it takes a trained eye. You know, when you're looking at expensive paintings, Van Gogh's, you know, Picasso's, things like, to us it looked like, oh, man, they messed it up. What's so great about that? But to a trained eye, you know, you use it for something else. It'd be out in the garage. It'd be worth $1 million. But you just don't know because you looking, but you ain't seeing. See, that's why we walk by faith and not by sight. There's a type of seeing, but not with your eyes. Seeing with your heart, seeing with your spirit eyes. That's what you've got to see with. You've got to hear with spirit ears. Hello? Come on, you got to feel with the feelings of the spirit and not your fleshly feelings. Because a lot of people, if they went by their flesh, they would. There's a whole lot of stuff you wouldn't do because you don't feel like it. You go to work, even though you don't feel like it. But when it comes to the things of God, all right? So the word crises, we know the word crises. It means decision, and it's often translated judgment. But now the Chinese, I like the way that they do it because that word in the Chinese, the Cantonese, or whatever language it is it means what? Opportunity. The faith opportunity. The faith crises. That's a turning point. Latter part of 2013, God began to deal with me about entering into this year, building the faith of the people of God, establishing faith. Sometimes we can get away from the basics and just start routinely doing things. But how many know we're to walk by faith? Come on. Faith will cause you to be vibrant. Come on. Faith will cause you to come alive. If there's no faith, guess what? There's no real joy. Hello? I said there's no real joy unless there's faith. I'm talking about for a believer, for a saint of God. When you're walking by faith, guess what? Joy and faith come together. Sometime when your joy level is way low, check your faith. Check to see if you're believing. Check the temperature of your faith. Check to see which way is the wind blowing. Are you moving with God or are you looking back? Are you pining over something that ain't happened yet? Are you distraught about how long it's taking? Or are you walking in faith? You like me, there's a whole lot of stuff I would, if I had my druthers, it would already happen. It'd been long gone already. But it ain't happened yet. So we don't have a choice. It's a crisis. We have to take these opportunities every day to walk in faith. I started to say something earlier. Let me bring it to light. When God does something, he first speaks. All right? Always know that God speaks first. Now, he's given us the volume of books, not just the Bible, but the Word of God, where he's spoken. But now, in Genesis 1, he spoke. In Genesis 2, it says he breathed. Is that right? He breathed into the nostrils of the man the breath of life.
We are continuing in our series entitled The Faith Crises. As believers, we will face a crisis. It is part of the process. If your crisis, therefore, is a turning point, you understand that God is in complete control. During your crisis, it will expose what you truly believe about God. Anytime God is leading you, you will come to a place where your faith is challenged. When God calls you to something, it will be a God-sized assignment. In that God-sized assignment, he does manifold things. If he calls you to it, he will be with you all the way. God is omnipotent. Isaiah 44:24 states, "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, spreadeth abroad the earth by myself." You must operate in faith in order to complete God-sized assignments. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.